how pleased are you with that performance?
I just want to keep everyone's feet on the ground. It's feast or famine at this club, and it's not right. You know, I come in front of the cameras here last time after Newport, and the disappointing thing was that we've learnt a lot from the Newport game. You know, it was quite funny because we try and educate the players, and if you're seeing today, we didn't try and play in areas of the pitch that's not conducive to do, and that resulted in a fantastic team performance and a good, comfortable win. I wish we could play Newport at home again. Unfortunately, it doesn't work like that.
Is that the errant? Is that what pleased you most about the performance today?
How hard you must work, how much you learn. We educate our players in what happens next. Today, I felt we had to lift the supporters, because if you lose today, the supporters will doubt we'll get in the playoffs, or they doubt this. Our supporters go home tonight, I think, believing that we have got a good side and there is a good team in there. And now and again, we've just got to stay with them that bit longer, maybe.
Great day for Carl Bennett getting two goals, both really well taken.
Just great day for us as a team. You win 4-0 at home. You know, as I say, it's just been littered with the Newport result. You know, if you take the Newport result away, we're on a fantastic little run. You know, with that Newport result, it hurts everyone at the club. It hurts me. You know, to get booed off by your supporters at half-time, it does hurt. You know, but that hate must drive you on. And I felt today we've took criticism like you should. You don't start sulking like babies and that. You must come out and show your supporters what it means to us. Now with 8 games to go, we've still got to keep believing in what we're doing and keep going, because we're Portsmouth Football Club and we must act like it.
How pleasing is it, though? You've got a squad that can learn from a performance like that and come back.
Squad, it's not me trying to be clever. If you see the team selection today, there's never many changes. And these lads have took us up and down. And I know within that group there is top performances. We got one today. The important thing is we assess the game on Monday, and can we go to Wimbledon and put back-to-back wins together?
How pleasing is it to come away with a clean sheet as well today?
I just like winning footy games. You know, it's great for you guys, clean sheets. Our goal difference probably stands up with most teams in the league. You know, our away defeat stands up. You know, we've just had them few draws and then bad results at home that are probably hurting us at the minute. You know, but you've got to keep going. You know, when I come into the job, it was never going to be a cakewalk, was it? It was never going to be where you just come in and let's waltz away with the league. You know, this club has to have ambitions of promotion. This club has to have ambitions of getting back to where we think we can. You know, but it doesn't happen overnight, that's for sure.
And you rode a frustrating first few minutes when it looked like you had a penalty, wasn't given, but you overcame that.
We played well today. You know, that constant pressure will result in a goal. You know, and we put them under pressure. We put their back lads under pressure. It was something we never done with Newport. We put Cambridge's back lads under pressure. And as we say to the players, sometimes it's not just a pretty pass that gets the fans happy. It's a big tackle, it's closing down, it's energy. And it's important that we lifted our supporters today. And I felt we lifted each other today. I think we owed the supporters. And I think now we're back to maybe we're all right with each other, and hopefully that continues.
And just a final few, Paul Jones, a word for him coming in today.
Right, to the ball, again, these are good players when we talk about, you know, we've got Mark McNulty and Connor Chapman coming off the bench. And sometimes, as I say to people in general, people always want you to sign more players at Pompey. I'm all for signing players, but they've got to be better than the ones we've got. And that's not easy, because we have got some very good players.
And will Ryan come back in Monday, or is that still unclear on that one?
I don't think he will come back in Monday. I think he's out with the Scottish team on Monday, so we'll contemplate that one tomorrow when we come in.
Just final couple. Yeah, it's now all about being able to turn one great performance and try and make it back-to-back on Monday.
Keep going. We're in a league that's a difficult league. You know, we've won another game today. Our goal difference is good. We've got 63 points. You know, I think every point you get beyond 70, do you reckon, gets you in the playoffs. You know, every point beyond 80 gets you up automatically. You know, that's 6 more wins we need to be probably in the automatic. So just keep going and keep believing.
Thanks for your time, Paul.